Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. Good Tuesday to you. So glad you could join us 35 minutes after the hour. Real quick, give you a rundown for tomorrow from the Alabama Farmers Federation. From Alpha, Jimmy Parnell will be with us. We'll also have State Senator Jim McClendon and from Yellowhammer News, Sean Ross. So another jam-packed show for you tomorrow. Please tune in if at all possible. Join us now, a friend of mine, very, very gracious with his time, very grateful he can make time for us to join us. State Representative Steve Klaus from Ozark joins us on the line. He's also chairman of the House General Fund Committee. Representative, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, Jeff. Appreciate the invitation.
Thanks for making time for us. First off, COVID-19 impacted everybody. How's things in your neck of the woods? How's your family doing?
Well, my family's doing fine, but we've had some real hot spots down the southeast corner in the last couple of months. But things have seemed to ease off a little bit. But it was touch and go there for a little while. Hopefully, we can keep it at bay here, particularly with Labor Day coming up in a few days, and hopefully, people will be cautionary and socially distance and try not to let this thing flare up like it did after the 4th of July.
Has the hospital capacity and all of that been holding up down your way?
It got pretty tough there for a little while, for a couple of weeks there, where capacity was really getting toward 100% range. But it's backed off since that time.
Yeah, do you think it's the some of these measures? Do you think this mask ordinance is really we could say it's really having a profound impact on the spread of this virus?
Oh, I think so. I mean, you know, I wear a mask when I go out in public to grocery stores, Walmart, CVS, wherever, you know, and I see everybody else doing the same thing in my area. So it's annoying to have to do it, but it is what it is, you know.
Well, the thing I always wonder, though, like, when do we get to that magic moment when we could start backing off of this? What does that look like? Do you have any notion that do we need to see a certain number of cases or a certain spread? I mean, really, when the numbers go in what direction, when do we say, okay, we're going to roll this back and this back? Do you think we're getting near that point?
That's above my pay grade. I just think we need a vaccine, and hopefully we're going to get closer and closer to that.
Fair enough. Representative, I want to get you on here. Just talk about some things. The business of the legislature, obviously, it has turned into, at least in this environment, a year-round profession. But talk about, you know, some of your colleagues are talking about the need for a special session, getting you guys back in Montgomery. Obviously, it would have to be done by the governor. It couldn't be done at the legislative level. But how do you feel about that? Do you think some of this unfinished business from this year, did it require a special session?
I think so. We got some time-sensitive issues here before the end of the year. And, you know, we went into that back to the regular session in May after the lockdown, and just in uncharted territory. The Democratic caucus in the House said they weren't coming back, and they didn't, except for one. We had about 12 of our members on the Republican side that didn't come because of age and health-related issues. So we barely had a majority. So we had to go into that session there with some guidelines of what we were going to do. And basically we set it up to limited to budgets and local bills, and particularly the local bills where cities and counties all over the state had already spent money on advertising, and if the bills died, they would have to go back and advertise again. So we had to limit it to that, and just barely had a majority in the House that were willing to come back even under those conditions. So, you know, I think we got several issues. Number one, the economic development package that expires in end of December, that we need to get that approved here so our economic developers all over the state can continue to have that tool in the toolbox there to, when they're recruiting manufacturers and industries and competing against other states. the issue of liability protection for our businesses. You know, we felt like Congress was going to address this, particularly with the next stimulus package, but I don't think they're going to do it. I'm really surprised they haven't passed a new stimulus. I mean, this Congress, they print money faster than we can borrow it from the Chinese, so I don't think it's going to happen. So we need to address that issue on the state level, and Senator Orr has a bill to take care of that. Then the issue too of state taxation on stimulus money. Senator Elliott and Representative Mooney have a bill to address that, to make sure that there's no state tax on the stimulus money. And there's a lot of people, particularly the folks that know they're going to get a refund, they start filing those returns right after the first of the year. So, you know, it'd be good to have that settled instead of, you know, the state having to come back after we pass the bill, whenever that is, and to give them a refund to go ahead and have it. That's not an issue when they're filing the taxes to begin with. So I just think those three issues, I think we went in sometime in December. We could get in and get out and take care of those issues. And I really think it's going to be a really tough year next year. I don't think a lot of folks have thought about it. We hear so much about the census and everything, and that's good. And those finally going to be getting those figures in here toward the end of the year. And we've got to have legislative redistricting, which is always controversial, and then congressional redistricting, which is controversial too. But if we were to lose a congressional seat, it's really going to be controversial. So we're probably looking at a couple of special sessions for sure just on that. And we don't know around the 1st of February if we're not going to have another lockdown. I mean, we're getting right in the middle of flu season, and who knows? We may get in there and have to lock down again and stay away for a month or so. And you know, here again, those time-sensitive issues with the economic package and the stimulus money and the liability issue, we need to go ahead and get that settled.
Yeah, you know, if you put it off to February, and I know next year the session starts a little earlier, but if you put it off, think of all of these topics, all these issues you're going to have to hit. You mentioned taxation. You mentioned,
liability
immunity. We still got to talk about prisons, the DOJ. Is there more that the legislature needs to do? Or if Governor Ivey decides to go on her own and build it, then you talk about redistricting, the potential to deal with that, which is going to be very politicized and very controversial. And then you get to a point, it seems to me, kind of a tipping point where you have such a list of things you got to get done, that it could be very messy.
It could be, and I think that's why we need to take care of these and spread it out a little bit, and not knowing if there's going to be a vaccine ready, not knowing if we're still going to have these hot spots with the virus. I mean, you know, we went in at the middle in May, and it turned out okay. It was very difficult in the house, having to spread out and having members up in the gallery and all the overflow rooms, and we have to vote by my machine and everything, and it goes through each person calling out their vote, and it just took a long time. It's not that difficult in the Senate, but when you take that into consideration and all things we're facing, and you know, it would probably be best, let's go ahead and let's take care of these issues that we know that most everybody agrees on, and get it out of the way before the first of the year.
Well, we're talking about the CARES Act money, and the governor has a lot of discretion with the CARES Act money, but that December 31st deadline is looming. Are you getting updates on how that spending is going? If there's going to be wind up being money left on the table from the CARES Act or relief money given to the state because you just ran out of time?
Yeah. Well, it's going very slowly, and no question about it. Not only with the state of Alabama, but all the other states, because of the restrictions that were put on it. And we were hoping that would be eased up some, but it hasn't, and that's part of the negotiations up in Washington. And I basically what I always said, do just take the money they've already allocated and ease up on those strings that they've got attached, and let us move forward with the governor's office and Kelly Butler, the finance director, has done an excellent job on the money that we've gotten out so far, basically just to reimburse state agencies and cities and counties on expenses they had related to COVID, such as buying masks and gloves and sanitation supplies and that type thing. You know, there's only so much of that you can buy, you know. So
right,
there's a whole lot of different issues that are revenue related that we would like to be able to use those funds for, but just don't have the go ahead at this time.
Joined by State Representative Steve Klaus of Ozark. Representative, talk about special session. Do you get a sense that there's any desire or will or from your colleagues to even if the governor calls it, might people push back against it just because of the threat of the virus? I mean, what's the mood like among your colleagues?
Well, I think as the clock's ticking, here we are in September now, and realizing that, you know, particularly our economic incentives package will expire end of December. The liability protection for businesses for COVID, I mean, this thing is dragged on here now, thinking that Congress might address it on a national level, and they're not. And then, you know, we're hearing from constituents about the stimulus money that they've received, whether or not it's going to be taxed on the state level, which I don't think anybody has any intention on doing that. So I just think we need to address those three issues in particular.
And do you think you'll get widespread participation, or what will it look like exactly what we saw kind of there at the end of this year, where you had the Democrats stay away and then you had a handful of Republicans stay away?
It could be that way again. I don't know. But, you know, if you just limit to those three things, of course, the governor can do that in her call. I don't think there'll be any significant opposition to any of those issues. And if some legislators feel like they not in a good position to be there at that time, when it never may be, hopefully sometime in December, that, you know, they could certainly not participate, you know.
Right.
We didn't have any, even in May, we didn't have any legislators who had gotten the COVID, because it's now been well documented. Meaning, well, Senator Randy Price has gone through some trying times, and we've had another four or five House and Senate members that have also contracted the virus that have gotten over it now. So it's out there. Back in May, you know, we met, it was just a month later in Mississippi. There were 27 legislators and staff members that contracted the virus after they had their session. So
y'all were very careful there at the in May.
Right.
Yeah, people had to wait in their cars to be called in, and then when it was time to vote, you made people wait in their office, and they were brought in. There seems to be a game plan if it were needed to be used.
Yeah, I think so. We've already been through it the first time in May, so I think we certainly could do it again here.
And we'll wind it down on this. A very rocky ending for this year's session between the Senate, mm-hmm. the House, and the governor. Do you think things have gotten a little bit better? Some of these fences have been mended. That y'all are ready to go if the need is there.
Well, I think we'll certainly address the issues. I mean, we'll see how the attitude is between the House and the Senate and the governor's office, but. You know, we got a job to do for our constituents, and I think everybody will do it. They know what the issues are and put personal feelings aside. I haven't detected any animosity between House and Senate members. So, I think it's sort of overblown, really. But But we'll be ready to go when the call comes.
Representative, thank you so much for making time for us this morning.
No problem. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
That was State Representative Steve Klaus, member of the, chairman of the House General Fund Committee, member leadership. Get him on. Find out what's going on. Sounds like he's for a special session. We got to take a time out. We'll be right back to wrap it all up. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows.